This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
So, Carl, I'm about to do this book because I got all this political energy, you know? Like, you know, I'm not a political guy, but I'd be thinking a lot about politics. But I don't know what to do with it because I don't want to write shows about politics and I don't want to, like, do a TV show about politics. So I'm going to do this, like, poetry book where I just make funny poems about what's going on in the year. And I'm going to publish the book, like, right before that 2024 election. Mm-hmm. So here's one poem I thought of today.
Let's hear it.
Like, so I've been, like, I find it strange how every time I wipe my ass, like, I have to take a little sniff of the toilet paper right after. Why do I do that? Because it smells the same every time. Anyway, I think I'm going to vote for Joe Biden this year.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Think of it like a poem, like a haiku. Okay.
All right, so let me try to break this down. See, satire doesn't have to be.
Isn't that funny?
Let me try to break this down. What you're saying is, are you saying that voting for the Democratic Party every year comes out is the same as sniffing the toilet paper after you wipe your ass? It's gonna smell like shit, no matter if you sniff it or not.
Yeah, even though I keep doing it.
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
When a tree is falling. And who hears it?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. All right, I get it.
You get it?
Or, I like it.
I get it.
You like it? What do you think? Like, be honest, because I'm going to do like 100 of them and narrow it down to 10. This is like literally the first one, so.
I think it's funny because it's just like, it's all shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's all
it's
bullshit.
All shit,
but why does it still kind of smell good in a weird way? Okay, so. Here's
Wait
another.
A minute.
No, all right, man. All right, I'll stop talking. But it's going to be like half a page. It's just going to be just a bunch of poems. So here's another one. I was excited for Amanda Gorman, but I think she peaked. All right, cut that one out. But like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, all right, this is funny to me because I followed. Okay, how about this? Amanda Gorman killed it at the inauguration. I followed her on Instagram immediately after. It's been 3 years and I think she's peaked. Like, what I'm saying is she got popular for a thing that was the most popular thing she would ever do in her life, you know? But I don't want to make it sound, I'm not dissing her, I'm just like, I'm trying to see if y'all get the tone of what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just like kind of things that like, people wouldn't say out loud, but people are kind of thinking.
Yeah, yeah, and it's all like very haiku. I want to do it a little more elegant, haiku-ish, but it'll be like very political. Like here's one that's not political, but my very first one that was like, he's like, I went to the park today to get some air, and I thought it was beautiful as I sat there and watched all the men cheating on their wives. You know what I'm saying? It's like that kind of comedy. Okay. All right, I'm going to do it. And it's going to be called Random Political Poems from something. We'll see. We'll figure that out. But what's up? How you doing, Carl? Carl's reading reviews of his show. The one rule that you're never supposed to do.
I only read the one bad one, of course. The one rule that you're not supposed to do.
I'll come in like, can't wait to tell you how dope it is. All these people are loving this show. And he's like, let me tell you about this one person who hates it.
It popped up in my Google alert, you know, got to make sure I'm not out here being canceled. Or at least I'm going to know about it first, you know.
That'd be crazy from the
no,
voice.
Everybody has a right.
That voice sound like a nigga that I don't like.
Everybody. Oh shit, my sock's got a hole in it. Damn.
Like a sock with a hole in it.
They say I'm homeless. Wow. Bringing it back to the season one.
Season original OG.
Everybody has a right to their opinion. It's just interesting that mm-hmm. we have given so many people the right to.
Well, that one seemed like she was a real critic, right? Or she
it
really
seemed like it, but
or she's like represented by a media outlet.
I mean, everybody is. Who's not? Did you hear about that? Let's talk about the LA Times layoffs.
I don't know about this.
You didn't hear about this?
Nah.
Okay, so LA Times laid off.
And I did the news today.
What?
I looked through the news all day today because I was trying to find news for the episode.
Yeah. Okay. So let me do my little trick here. I'm gonna open up an incognito window and type in LA Times.
They say I'm hopeless.
LA Times layoff list. So basically, the LA Times laid off 115 people.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, print media is dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Sports Illustrated got canceled too.
Sports Illustrated is done.
Yeah.
After our whole lives, Sports Illustrated.
That was crazy when I saw that.
Yeah. It's over with. It's
also
done.
Also, shout out to Vanessa, who was on the cover back in the day.
From Vanessa
and Dan.
Oh shit! Nice.
Yeah,
she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, because she posted when it got canceled or shut down, and she posted her cover that she did.
Oh wow, that's cool.
I was gonna send it to you.
What did she do on there?
She was just like, I don't know, shaking her ass,
shaking her ass on the Sports Illustrated.
Like, you know, like she was wearing a bathing suit.
Oh, the swimsuit edition.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. shaking ass. LA Times announced on Tuesday that it was laying off 115 people. That's 20% of the newsroom. Mm-hmm. And it's the largest workforce reduction in 140 years. How long the LA Times has been around?
Cool. I mean, not cool, but wow.
So it's been a heavy, like, the paper was losing $30 to $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Without making progress toward building, you know, higher readership and things that would get advertising and subscriptions to stay mm-hmm. relevant. It's crazy enough, I was thinking about subscribing to get the newspaper, but that's some real hoarder shit nowadays when we got the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Do you pay for any news?
No, I always, because actually, that's so ironic, because at LA Times, literally I was gonna do it because they had an article I really wanted to read. And every time I'm like, I get this close and I click on the thing, subscribe, and then like, is this 14 or something a month? And I'm just like, I can't even do it, player.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know.
I spend $14 a month on so much more frivolous shit than news.
Yeah.
But what's even crazier about this is they kept a lot of the older writers.
Mm-hmm.
They fired what brought it to my attention was that they fired the Clippers beat writer.
Oh.
But they kept a lot of the older writers because they had just negotiated like a thing with their union
mm-hmm.
that they weren't allowed to get fired.
Really?
But it's a lot of old white people who was working there back mm-hmm. in the day.
Yeah.
So they laid off 115 people, and most of them are like the young, diverse, like better voices for the news, more like across the aisle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like more like unbiased. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
More unbiased voices of the new generation who understand shit. So it's interesting.
Wow.
Today's decision is painful for all, but it's imperative that we act urgently to take the steps to build sustainable and thriving paper for the next generation. We're committed to doing so. It's done.
Who's
it's
saying
over.
That?
That's Sun Xiong. Patrick Sun Xiong.
Well, my problem is they don't report the news. They just report what's on social media. Like, I'll be like, I'll see something on social media, like something that goes viral or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then the news will report it, like the Barbie thing or something. It's like it happens on the internet first, and then the news reports it, and I'm like, but I already know about it. So why would I go to the news to like read about something I already found out about?
Yeah. Patrick Sun Xiong is an American transplant surgeon who bought the paper for $500 million. He's a billionaire. He's a bioscientist.
Mm-hmm.
And he invented something crazy. Abraxane, which became known for its efficacy against lung, breast, and pancreatic cancer. So a cancer medication.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they don't cancel NPR. I'll support that because I listen to that.
But that's public radio, so it goes off of donations. So people got to donate to NPR. Speaking of NPR, watch In the Know on Peacock right now. You can watch all 6 episodes.
Peacock and you don't stop.
Peacock and you don't stop.
Peacock needs a slogan. That's what they need.
COVID erased more than $60 million in ad revenue. Damn. Yeah, so it's like they just losing money every year. People don't read this news. They go to Twitter. They go to sites that they that lean towards them. So there's this thing that my boy FD Signifier, he advertises this
FD, news. We should get him on the pod. Yeah, what if he watches Gossip Girl? I saw the Gossip Girl. I want to do a study.
Here's the thing about Gossip Girl. It's this essayist I like on YouTube. He says
that's what
like,
you call him, an essayist?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I just thought he was like a YouTube guy.
Really educated dude, really smart guy. I agree with most of his opinions. I agree with most of the opinions that are based in fact. And then sometimes he'll say certain things that are based in his opinion, which is still very valid. But he doesn't like Drake. And I'm like, well, that's what we disagree, because I love Drake. But, you know, minuscule shit. The big shit, I usually agree with him on.
Right.
But he advertises for this company. I'm surprised this ad has never come up on our show. Like, a news, we do the news every episode.
Yeah, I mean.
So we should be advertising for this company. That
they finna lay me off.
Yeah, we're getting laid off from HeadGum in a few weeks. But it's a company that directs you to the news things that you want to, and it just shows you how many sites, like every site that's called the Star or something, is a part of the Star News Network, which is conservative leaning. Every story you get from a company is called the Star, and like if it's the Desert Sun Star, and you think that's like a reputable site, that's what our homie bleep his name, but he'd be sending us
that's what we're getting that shit from.
I'd be like, man, don't read that bullshit. Like,
I know it's like it's funny. I mean, we're in a weird time where you can like, and it's presented like news, and they kind of code it like you're saying. Like, if you don't know any better, be like. Like, I saw one that said, like, I was, you know, because I'll be like, or even I'll send something to you, I'll be like, man, they're making some good points. And I'll send it to you, be like, man, that sounds like some all right shit.
Yeah,
and
I'll be
like, and I look at it, like, and I started looking at all the other things related. I'm like, oh shit, that's how they get you.
It's
I'm
like,
get radicalized.
That's how you get radicalized.
It's
you gotta,
slow. They do
you
it.
You gotta check the source. There is one unbiased
they taught us that
source
in school, too.
Of news. Yeah. Because that's they say, when the faction becomes, When the fact becomes, what was it? When the fact becomes legend, print the legend. Or when the legend becomes fact. Something like that.
I don't know.
It was from, anyway, I watch too much shit.
Another quote from the fax man.
Yeah.
Fax machine.
The essayist. The fax machine.
No, but it's scary. I mean, when you think about what we're about to go through, we're about to go through hell, I think. The only real place to trust the source of news will be me. But everyone else, I'm telling you, we're not going to know what's real, like when you're going through this election, what's real, what's not real. I'm kind of scared a little bit, but it's like people just be saying shit. And then you're like, we don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah. When the legend becomes fact, print the legend. And that's from the movie The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, or the book. And you know what website? I'm looking at that on to fact check that. Simon & Schuster.
I know, man. We back, baby. I still can't figure it out. Shout out to the homie who DM'd me and tried to figure it out, but it wasn't those two songs. I meant to respond, but it wasn't that. I still can't figure it out. I mean, there's a chance it might not be U2, you know? Yeah. It could be another band.
That sounds like U2. I'm sure they
Their songs sound the same. I've never been a YouTube. You like them? What do you think? You're a music guy.
No, I'm okay on YouTube.
Yeah, I can't get into it.
I like but I still haven't found.
I like that song.
What
I'm looking for.
You know, every artist gonna have a good song, but as far as like me sitting down and it's been a long day. Yeah. I just want to get in a bath and listen to YouTube. That's not gonna happen. First of all, my bathtub's not big enough.
She was like, I'll never miss a U2 concert.
What is that?
You know what I'm talking about? When they all say by the bell, they all spent the night at the venue because they didn't get tickets for the concert. And then the black lady took it from them. And
oh, she
was like, he's like, we got to get those tickets. That's the last one. She's like, no way. I'll never miss a U2 concert.
That's hilarious.
It was so funny.
Yes. When fact becomes legend, print the legend. So that means, like, it doesn't matter who told the story. Once everybody starts to believe the story, then it becomes fact.
And oh, okay. I know that quote then.
We're basically living in that shit now.
Yeah, like, it's like, what's the one, the new conspiracy now? Oh, you know what's funny? I was thinking about this shit. I was thinking about a Cat Williams thing. Like, it's like there's, like, the dress thing. And then I'm like, now this shit is in my head now because I was watching Men in Tights the other day. Mm-hmm. And, like, this is Cat Dave Chappelle in a dress. And I was And I'm like, what?
Did you watch the FD I sent you on that?
No, no.
You gotta
Wait,
watch
which
it.
Which one was that one?
He talked. It was like a quick hitter. Is it? It's 20 minute. Like just talking about how dumb that shit is.
Well, I think to me it feels like even when I'm watching it in that scene, and Dave Chappelle would be the first. I mean, he has his own journey with that stuff too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has a lot to say about that. But like watching that movie. It's like weird. I find it strange for me that I'm watching four men. The scene is it's four men in dresses to like as a disguise. And Dave Chappelle is also in the cast. So he's wearing a dress. But it'd be weird for me to be like, they did this whole thing just to make Dave Chappelle wear a dress. And it's one thing. And we're like, what? Like
it's so stupid. It's the, okay, look, we can talk about it because that's, we've been getting
I just think it's homophobic. I think it's like manifest homophobia into a conspiracy theory.
100%.
Yeah.
It also is like people, and what sucks, and this is another thing that sucks about today's media, which is why layoffs, this whole conversation is stemming from the fact that this woman wrote a bad review on a site that who gives a shit about your review? I mean, you're very much entitled to write it. There are shows that everybody loves.
I don't care about reviews, but they just need to be constructive.
They need to be constructive.
If you want people to read them, you know.
Yeah, but and this is the problem with today's media landscape. So when you got like Siskel and Ebert giving reviews, they were constructive. They came from a place of trust.
Right.
Yeah, there was trust there. There's no trust with everybody who can write. We can all write reviews. We can all give our opinions on stuff that we don't like, especially now when reviews get personal.
Yeah.
And that's what that whole thing is. She tried to start it off with like this whole thing about satire and not having to be funny,
Well, I want to ask you about, go to your point because I want to ask you a question about something else in the news too.
Oh, I lost the point. Oh, the men in dresses thing.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Do you know about this, Shelly?
Have you heard about this?
I also feel like it's not funny, but it's just like, when I hear this conversation go public, I'm like, I wonder what white people think about this. Like, I want to know.
They don't think about
it. They're just like, what are y'all talking about?
That night we did Ask Cat, and me and Sean was referencing Cat Williams. And in the show, Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp, and the audience is kind of laughing because we're both kind of doing voices. Mm-hmm. But I say to Sean, I don't think this audience knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This thing swept black culture.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knew about it. It was an interview between Cat. We've talked about it on here, I think.
Yeah.
I've heard you guys talk about it, but I haven't heard about it.
Precedes him where it's like, there's this theory that Hollywood wants to emasculate black men by making comedians wear dresses in movies.
Yeah.
So like Big Mama's House is like a good example, or like Tyler Perry. It's like this, it's like all part of this conspiracy theory to like make the black man look, I don't know.
Emasculate for some reason. The conspiracy theory is that they're emasculating the black man to like make us look, I don't know, softer on television or something like that. Now, I will agree, because I've gotten some crazy audition. I know you have too.
Yeah.
I do think when they're writing diversity in certain scripts, sometimes they don't put regular, like black dudes have to be exceptional in some type of way.
Uh-huh.
Or they have to be like, in order to make it like, let's say it's a 7-person cast and five of the people are white, and you usually got one Asian character and then you got a black character. And in order for that black character to fit into the world of this show or whatever, he's like an astrophysicist who loves anime, and he doesn't have a lineup, and he's got glasses on, he's a nerd, and he's a and usually like I would say I'll consider us to be like more just regular dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know for me,
like the everyman,
you know what I'm saying? And casting wise, it's hard because a lot of the shit is off of looks, you know? They would never have, if you've ever seen an interracial couple in a movie or something like that, unless the person casting, they're never going to blind cast me to be married to a white woman on television. I guarantee you, because I'm too imposing. Mm-hmm. Like I'm super tall and big. So, and I don't have like, you know, they probably wouldn't see me as a believable, like, oh, this guy would like, marry into this family. You know, he would like,
the,
you know what I'm saying?
Like they want the safer thing.
They want the safer thing. But as far as men having to be in dresses, that's usually the choice of the artist. Number one.
Yeah.
And this idea with comedy, this like, idea where people are going in to pitch movies and the movie people are going like the executives are like, man, we love this idea. We love it. We love you for the part. One thing though, could this man be in a dress?
It's yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's just not happening.
Yeah.
That's
but it does feel familiar. I mean, like I said, I don't think it's like the dress, almost the dress thing is like a metaphor at this point to me of just like, this sort of like the menstrual idea of like, I'm not taking you. You're only funny to me if I do this to you or
yeah.
in some way. But the idea, because I was thinking about when you said it just now, it made me think of that person. I won't say, I won't re-bring her up, but this person at that showcase we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a, probably very obviously, but like we did a, this actor was doing a sketch. And he was Middle Eastern or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he did his normal voice. And then she goes, can you do it again, but in the accent?
Yeah.
And I thought, I found that really strange. But I was like, maybe there's some level of like ignorance of like, this is, I want to see him. I want to see this big black man dressed like a woman.
Yeah.
But like,
because they think that's funny. And I do understand why
they
would
think. I don't think it's a conspiracy.
No, it's not a conspiracy. But I do think that I mean, we have to do stereotypes. They like, even if it's not addressed, I've definitely been asked to do things that I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like what Ronnie said with the old dignified actor in the audition having to do like a crab walk or something like that. And it's like,
yeah,
that old black man don't want to be doing that shit.
That's funny. I mean, but it's like, but going back to one, here's the deal. Like, as a comedian, this conversation, the dress thing is ridiculous to me. Because I'm like, comedians wear dresses. Like, that's like something that goes way back.
Way more white leading men have worn dresses than black leading men. No, right. But you ain't never seen Denzel in a dress.
Right.
Like, you've seen Wesley
when white
Snipes.
White people do it when no one's tripping.
Yes.
That's what I understand.
You've seen Patrick Swayze in a dress. Now, granted, in that same movie, you saw Wesley Snipes in a dress, who was a leading man at one point in a black film. But like, other than that,
very humiliating.
When they show, first of all, it's a form of homophobia. It's a form of misogyny.
Yeah.
Like, but also sometimes the jokes themselves are misogynistic because it's usually, I mean, I think maybe it's a symptom of, you know, a lot of us are raised by our mothers. And we went to I would go to the salon with my mom on the weekends and see all the women in there getting their hair done and talking shit about other people in town and stuff like that. And my mind definitely, when I play a woman character or whatever, like I definitely am pulling from that experience, pulling from my mother and her friends and stuff like that. So finding that stuff funny is normal, I think. I think Big Mama's House is like Wanda from In Living Color. They always bring that up.
Yeah.
But the whole joke of that was that this woman was hideous because she looked like a man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like if anything, was hideous. It's more transphobic than it is like emasculating.
Yeah. But at that time, you know, they wasn't really thinking about that.
Yeah, they didn't know. But I feel like when I see that joke, that's like, it's like, you date it, you're like, hey, baby, who? What's your name? And it's like
you
a guy.
I feel like if
people were more aware of trans rights, that joke would never happen. But I also think the comedy, like you said, we do it all the time on stage. We're like I'd be like, what's up? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a girl. Hey, girl. What's happening? What's up, Rochelle? Then Dr. Umar's in the audience like,
don't like that at all.
I'm not
like that
this.
At all.
But
don't
I
like
think,
that at
I,
all.
I think it's rooted in like, I think there's a huge, I mean, it's just a deeper issue, a huge complex of the black man in America Because we were emasculated a lot as slaves.
And we still are to this day.
Yeah.
In multiple other ways that we need to be more concerned with than a comedian putting on a dress.
Like, yeah, that's it feels like the weird thing to point to, right? Because it's like, especially at this point in 2024, like if someone does that for comedy reasons, at this point, I'm just going to trust that they have some creative reasoning for that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, maybe back in the day, it was just more done a lot because Big Mama, it was just like funny to do.
So Big Mama's House is funny, and there was a reason for Big Mama's House.
Like, well, also, even though I don't like his movie, I think Tyler Perry is very funny as Madea. Like, it makes sense to me why he's doing that. Like, it doesn't feel like he's emasculating himself. It feels like he's an actor doing something really amazing.
And they only call us out for doing that. They only call us out. They don't call out, you know, they didn't call out Mrs. Doubtfire. They didn't call out other, like, and it's this weird, like, I think it's this weird something that we carry as black people in this country.
But I also think
crazy, like, homophobia.
What brought us to this conversation, though, what I really believe is American specific, and I think it's an American issue, we're really into conspiracy theories. like generally, like I think this is just one of a lot of them. And it's just like, it feels like if there's something, that's why the facts, the news thing is a big deal that is getting canceled and people aren't reading the news because, like, if you could really convince some people that there's just like, I mean, look at Trump. He's like, got to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy lost the election.
Handily.
And he has these people believing that he won.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you could kind of see how you could get there. If you don't trust the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
You already think the government, you know, there's like enough information to like lend you to like be like, well, maybe, you know, and then. So I don't know. I think we're doomed.
I mean, it's scary. Rochelle, you've lived in another country for a significant amount
of time. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, conspiracy.
I have also, only for a year, though, and I wasn't trying to hear what they was fucking talking about. Fuck them. But I'm talking about you, the Dutch. But no. when it comes to conspiracy theories, were there a lot of conspiracy theories in Thailand? Like, because you spoke the language. I didn't speak the language.
Some distrust of, like, the government and stuff like that, which, like, I think was all valid, but I feel like in America, Americans create problems where there are no problems.
Like you're saying, to your point, Shell, it's like we're trying to come up with other reasons for things when it's like, I also could just believe that Al-Qaeda hates us and attacked us.
That's
like,
weird.
You know what I'm saying? It's like why do I need another logical? Why do I need another explanation for that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it also, like, I think the theory to unravel that theory is like most of it'd be very hard for, like, we can't even really coordinate to do anything really. So the idea that all people coordinated to do this is kind of impossible. So I doubt it. But it's just like I feel like it's an American thing. Like you said, I think we do this shit all the time. I think we're like into it. Like, I think in the same way we're into racism, like racism our shit and conspiracy theories. I feel like that's America's shit because we don't know what we're doing. We're kind of lost. We're the lost tribe. It's a bad.
I definitely think that there's a genuine distrust from everybody in this country because of everything that the country has built on, all the false pretenses.
Yeah.
And I understand that part. And I think nobody can believe anything, like even minuscule shit, like the NFL being rigged, like, and they like doing all these, like, look at this, look at the logo of the Super Bowl. Can you put stuff up on this screen?
Yeah, will you put it up, I want to see. I want to know this, what you're talking about.
I'll tell you, will you put the Super Bowl logo? Let me see what number it is. I think it's 56. Super
this
Bowl.
This actually ties to this episode 56. Very well.
It
actually
does. So this is Super Bowl 58. Yeah, look at the Super Bowl 58 logo. Google that. Las Vegas, Super Bowl 58. And I'm going to show you what they've been saying.
They were saying even the Taylor Swift is a conspiracy. Like, this whole thing is just trying to get
now,
clean
see,
up the
that's,
internet.
That's different. That's different because I'm thinking about that shit too. So if we look at this. Oh, yeah. I mean, thank you for wanting the videos back. It's not up to us.
Yeah, we would love to have the videos back. Because I used to really think about what I wore before I came here. No,
we're not upset. We're not upset about it because we don't want y'all hitting up our beautiful friends. All right. So this is the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. So basically, now, click on that one right there. Click on that down right there. So these are the last three. Yeah, that one. Click on that one. So these are the last three that we've had, the last three Super Bowls. So this one right here, mm-hmm. is orange and yellow, right? So they're saying that you could tell who's going to be in a Super Bowl from the beginning of the season when they first, pull out. So that one was orange and yellow.
Uh-huh.
That year, the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Rams went to the Super Bowl. Cincinnati Bengals are orange. The Rams have yellow in their jerseys.
Oh, that's trippy.
So this one right here was
the Dolphins?
No, green and red. That was the Chiefs and the Eagles from last year. Now
man,
we go.
That ain't green.
There's some green in
that
there.
Ain't no Eagles green.
It's
though.
A little bit of green in there. It ain't Eagles green, but well, that's kind of Eagles green right there, a little bit. Then go back to that other one.
See, that's
Michelle.
How they work, though. It's like you get some truth.
Yeah, because I didn't even think that was orange, but there's a little bit of orange in that. There's a very tiny bit of orange.
So
in
where's
that
the which one?
So
this, year?
This is the new one. This
oh, yeah,
is this
Ravens.
Year. So they saying this one is purple and red. They saying
the Ravens
it's Chiefs
and
San Francisco.
Oh,
I mean,
Chief,
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
Ravens
sorry.
And San
Ravens in San Francisco.
Yeah,
that's what they saying. So, and this has been the logo forever. So they just coming up with conspiracy theories. Along and you know
that's crazy.
But now there's been a shift in it because the Chiefs won that game last week, and Taylor Swift being there
changing.
Yeah, they go. We decided to change the logo. Uh-huh. I just don't think they would make it that obvious. But
yeah, also you got to ask like who has something to gain from that.
Yeah,
like what? Like what's the what? I always ask myself who wins. Who wins from this?
The NFL wins because they get more viewers. So basically, here's the crazy part.
What football, we about to say about Taylor Swift, real quick?
Well, Taylor Swift is now with Travis Kelce, of course.
Yeah,
and she gonna if they go to the Super Bowl, she's gonna be the biggest shit that they're looking at the Super Bowl. So it's gonna bring. They brought so many viewers to the.
Yeah,
like one of the homies last night was like, "Oh yeah, my neighbor's daughter, who's like eight." Is walking around with a Travis Kelce Chiefs jersey.
Yeah.
Born in Los Angeles. Family not from Kansas City. Like, but she wanted a Chiefs jersey because of Taylor Swift.
Right,
so it's just bringing more eyes. It is bringing more eyes to the NFL.
Yeah.
And her presence being there is bringing more eyes.
Yeah, it's delightful.
But I'm like, let her do the fucking halftime show. Don't rig the shit.
Because it does feel like there was a meeting. Because I remember the NFL is not, like, people kind of was like this with the NFL. And it just feel like there's this like you see this meeting with like Roger Goodell and like all these people, and like it's like a bunch of rich white dudes, and then Taylor and Travis Kelce in there, and they're like, "We have a problem, and we need your help."
Like, yeah,
how would you feel about dating a pop star or something? It's like, or the opposite, or Taylor's in there, and they're like, "We need your help," and she's like, "I could do it for this amount of money." It's like I mean, it's like crazy to think that.
Well, you know, let's see, so in the conspiracy, you know my theory on that. I don't think it had anything to do with football. I think it could have been. It's
are
mutual.
We get in trouble for talking about this shit? No,
no.
I don't know.
I feel like it's a mutually exclusive deal between Travis and Taylor. This is just my own personal conspiracy. I've been reprimanded.
Aaron Rodgers began lit up when he was saying.
Oh my god, he began lit up. I've personally already been reprimanded for this theory, but. Taylor, the guy that Taylor was dating last, was racist. Some dude and a singer or something like that. 1975 dude. He's a racist.
Uh-huh.
Like he came out with some racist tweets or he had like a bunch of racist jokes or something like that. You know, whatever. Same old.
But I don't know, man. I don't believe anything unless I see it with my own eyes.
And I believe it all. I don't have to see it.
But I'm just trying to say I am very happy for Travis and Taylor. Listen, I like that vibe.
You're trying to clean it up. We got too deep. We went too deep. And you know
deep.
Who else is in too deep? Chuck Bass.
He's in
we'll be
too
right back
deep.
After
in
these messages. Talk a little Gossip Girl.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv /POPPODS to get 50% off your first month.
Hello, hello again.
And we're conspiracy theoretical.
Yeah, this is what you came here for.
This is what you came here, baby.
I have another.
This is what you came for.
I'm trying to think of my conspiracies
flying all around the room.
Oh, I do have a real conspiracy. I do think TikTok has a conspiracy theory. I have a conspiracy that TikTok is trying to make me feel bad for dating Alzheimer's race. All right, enough.
All right. Do we have any spotted?
Nah.
We ain't got none? Are we done with spotted? Y'all done with spotted? Y'all done seeing people? It's crazy because I think I'm done seeing people.
Yeah, I just don't see nobody no more.
Oh, we saw the homegirl. Oh, we got a spotted. We do got a spotted.
All right, let me look in the DMs real quick while you do that one.
So we were performing in San Francisco, and we have a friend who is married to a very famous person. Y'all may know her as a primary companion to the 11th Doctor on Doctor Who. And she also has done other stuff. Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. Yeah. I had no idea it was her. They told me after. And yeah. I was like, holy shit. You talking about my girl from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy. Right, her there. Name is Karen Gillan.
Yeah, we saw her. Up in San Francisco. Shout out to everybody who came out. Yeah. San Fran.
She's married to the homie Nick Culture, who's on the very funny sketch group, Britannic.
Here, I got one. Here's an internet spotted.
Oh, we do? We got one?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Damn, shit was September 28th. My bad. My bad, girl. Spotted Kyle Mooney at Disneyland, positively perplexed by the amount of people in the lightning lane for the Haunted Mansion.
Wait, what was that?
Kyle Mooney at
Disneyland. Oh, yeah, that's the homie.
Yeah, that's our friend. That's tight. Did I do that one already? Well, if I did, I don't remember that. I feel like I would remember that.
No, you didn't remember yet. Yeah. But keep sitting in spotters. You only got so many more chances. So get out in the streets and be looking for people. And of course, if y'all spot us, make sure. You
oh,
come
I got
say
this
what's
one
up.
That was kind of funny. It was like, "Hey, Lamar, big fan of the show. Not sure if there's such a thing as a future spotted, but it looks like Eric is performing at UCB this weekend." Too bad y'all are at Sketchfest, or you could have swum by and asked him to do the pod.
Who?
Eric. Eric was, I guess he was at UCB this weekend. Did he do ASCAT?
Was he the monologist?
I don't know. We was in San Francisco.
We was gone. Damn, that would have been tight.
I know. We definitely would have asked him.
I'm sure somebody probably told him.
He's like, you know, these guys do a podcast about Gossip Girl. He's sure. Like, I don't know that show you refer to.
Damn, that would have been tight.
Well, thank you for that. Keep sending us spotted. We're almost spotted. We're gonna be spotted to the death until we spot Carl spotting the ultimate spotted.
Yeah,
the big spotted.
The big spotted.
The spotted that started all spotteds.
Spotty yaddy.
Man, we've been doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. What you got? Start with what's the notes?
Well, what's the notes you done?
Also,
Lamar's done. Lamar just said, "What's the note? Right, what's the notes?"
I will say I watched this a few days ago because I thought we were doing it the other day, so it's a little blurry. My brain's a little fuzzy on this one.
It's all good. I'll go through the whole thing. Portrait of a Lady Alexander. Rochelle, what is that a reference to?
Portrait of Damien. A Portrait of Dorian Gray. That's what I thought. Is that what you thought?
I thought it was Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
That's what it is?
No, that movie came out way after.
Yeah, that just came out a couple years ago.
Yeah. You got to tell us, Rochelle. I don't want to Google it.
It's Portrait of Dorian Gray.
But it's Portrait of a Lady Alexander.
Portrait of a
Was
Dorian.
Portrait of a Lady on Fire a book before?
Maybe. You seen that, Carl?
No, of course not.
What was Portrait of a Lady perfume?
I did see American Fiction. I went to the movies.
Portrait of a Lady.
That's all it is? Yeah. Okay. I went to, I don't know what that is, but I went to the movies by myself in San Francisco.
Yeah.
This is the first time we recorded since we got back, right?
I think so.
I went to the movies by myself, and I got a lot of messages from people being like, it's objectively better. And of course, you know, I'm going to be defiant to anybody who messages me to tell me
Wait,
that.
Objectively better what?
To go to the movies by yourself.
Why would someone say it's objectively better? Like
so many people.
Like the entire...
I got so many messages.
Uh-huh.
Because the only reason I post that story because I know y'all know that I don't be going to the movies like that. So for me to go by myself...
I said LOL.
Yeah. Jackie said, when I saw that on your story, I was like, oh, this dude is extremely bored.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, he must have nobody out there.
Yeah, it wasn't. Jackie had just landed And I was like, I didn't just see this movie anyway. And it
but
wasn't...
you have been, to be fair, you've been wanting to see that.
I've been wanting to see that
movie.
I
knew you were going to go see it at some point.
Yeah. But I went to the movies to see American Fiction, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to win all the awards this year.
It's objectively better.
Dan done betrayed Nate.
Uh-huh.
High school bae up in there gassing Nate up. Like, you look good in the picture. It's all right.
Yeah.
Fuck Dan.
Who's that? He seemed kind of whack to me.
He ain't you.
Yeah.
She up in there gassing him up. And Georgina getting Dan together, all the way together. Like, you got to stop. Going around, going all around, trying to sleep with people for places to sleep. Like, we finna hook you up with some baddies to sleep with.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, what? But yeah, I guess he's popping now too because of the articles and shit.
These last few episodes got to go insane because we have gotten another fluffy one in this one.
I don't know, man. Nothing it's not happened. Looking good.
Like, no, I mean we get closer. I still don't understand what Georgina wants. I still don't understand what Ivy wants.
We don't have that much time left to find out.
Yeah,
like,
we got six more.
Even
episodes.
The thing we're not there yet, but. The Bart thing, I was like, that's it?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Vita Bay don't like his daughter dating Nate, but Serena talking Nate up. Like, nah, that's the man right there. That's the man.
She's like, right chick.
Lil Sage, she's like, oh shit. Like, thank you, Serena.
Yeah. Say a little moment.
And then
little
finally, when she moment. Leaves, when she leaves, Vita Bay goes, yeah, you was really talking them up, huh?
Yeah.
Is that maybe because you let him be?
I know. Yeah, he was like, you fucking that man?
Yeah.
You fucking him?
You
spectating that spectator? But yeah, like, Vita Bay, because he must have just read that shit.
Yeah.
So that's, honestly, that's kind of tight how Dan is doing, like, a different one each time.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, Nate is next.
Yeah.
We're going to get you. I'm getting everybody.
That shit was nuts.
Yeah.
So the loft is full of boxes. Big Roof don't want to open them because, you know, they come from, that's all his shit from Lily's house. They really divorced out here. It's over.
Right. Yeah.
It's over, man.
I don't know, man.
That's crazy, bro. That for me, that's crazy. And so he tells
Why
Ivy,
is he leaving the box? Oh, he just got the boxes in the loft.
He got the box in the loft. Oh, okay. And it's all his shit. It's crazy how much shit he collected over the past couple of years. It's a lot of stuff. But I feel like if I were to move out of my apartment today, I would have that much stuff, and I haven't been living there that long.
You'd be hoarder. You gotta let it go.
I gotta let that shit go. I got all my newspapers. Michelle, what are you doing?
I got the LA Times.
Michelle's putting eye drops in. It looks crazy.
I kind of need that. Cause my eyes. Have you noticed your eyes been itching?
So dry.
Is it dry out here?
Yeah.
During winter.
I keep coughing, too.
It's like, the desert.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll be waking up, and I'm like.
The thing that scares me about eye drops is you get addicted to them. Like, don't some of them dry out your eyes even more? That ain't Visine.
Can I have some?
That's medical strain?
No, this is, like, good. But it's, like, just, like, basically...
You can't use that. That's dangerous.
Wait, I can't share her eye drop.
Is it?
Let me see. I'll take a look at it. Look at that, man. They put me on the sun.
Put me on some.
Right, refresh tears, lubricant eye drops. Yeah, why can't I use it?
Because
it's not like it touches her eye.
Does it touch your eye? Do you put it in your eye?
All right,
man. Make sure you hold it 3 inches away.
I can't do it.
I got it.
That's so far away. It's gonna hit your mouth.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink that shit. I find if you put it like right in the corner, that's the easiest. Don't put it like right on your pupil.
I be getting it. Come on, get it. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, you won't be on Kansas City. Put you on nothing. Michelle ain't catch that shit.
Y'all need the video to see. But you get his imagination.
He only put one eye drop
in. Because my eye be hurting. Like, this eye be like, it's almost like my eyelashes feel too long or something.
Trim them. Cut them. Get your eyelash clippers.
I look like I'm crying.
Yeah.
It's conspiracy, man. They're making me wear a dress next week. They made you wear a dress on the anime?
I'm like, what?
How you going to make me wear a dress on a cartoon?
Zach Woods. Yeah. The thing about Carl's character is that he has to wear a dress. Like, emasculating my fake character. So she about to go through all of that shit. Ivy about to go through all of Rufus' and shit. And of course she going to find shit from Lily. So this got me a little bit closer, but I'm still like, what is the point in this? What is happening here?
Yeah.
And I guess she is just trying to, I guess she's just.
It seemed like she maybe just like she's trying to tear down the family, but Rufus is her only way in, really.
Yeah.
Because she can't go through Lily, can't go to anybody else. So I'm going to just use Rufus and get inside and then just start tearing shit down.
I want to know the story behind where is Lola and why didn't she just use Lola?
Something's not right.
Also, what's the point in tearing down the family? You got the money, stupid.
Yeah, she don't need it. Yeah, why is she? Is there anything else she needs? Yeah, I guess just revenge. So. I guess it's a dish served cold.
Yeah.
I guess so.
So she finds a letter that Lily wrote to Rufus, so she's going to publish that. Vita Bay want to know, everybody Serena has smashed.
And yeah, you know, they did this exact episode with Rufus and Lily way back.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all running. I think that's a tough thing with the last season. You're like, man, y'all probably just out of ideas and shit.
But we learned why this was kind of connected towards the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's smart. That was good shit.
Good device.
Put
good,
me on some.
What is a mnemonic device?
Johnny Mnemonic Devices. You seen that movie, Johnny?
A device such as pattern letters.
And now you got me paranoid. I'm gonna have like Rochelle eyes.
You're gonna have Rochelle eyes.
It's gonna be like her same eye color as mine.
So she calls Dan because she noticed that Dan is putting out everybody's business. Yeah. So she's like, man, let me call this dude before he start fucking with my shit.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh yeah, that was funny. She was like, what you gonna put in there? Because yeah, she knows she finna lie to her Vitamin Bay. Like, I'm gonna tell you some shit. But it's funny when a girl like she's like. Just knows, like, I can't tell you everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I done did my thing in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
So Blair and Chuck are researching for the woman that was in the pic, Lady Alexander. They're trying to figure out who that was. Or whoever the man said, he said that the thing went to go see Lady Alexander or whatever.
Right, right.
And then Ivy put the Rufus letter on Gossip Girl, and Bart thinks, like, this is Chuck. Mm-hmm. He's doing this stuff. Here's my thing with Chuck and Bart right now. Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't want to happen. It almost is making me not want to watch the series anymore. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm going to finish the series. I have a job to do. But
right,
it's making me nervous that is Bart going to kill Chuck? Like, I feel like he's going to kill him. I'm so afraid of that. Cover your eyes.
Turn
your camera off. But they
man, that shit works. My eye feels better. All right, cool.
So they find out
they
find out that the Lady Alexander is a painting, and they go to the artist who did it because Blair knows him for some reason. That was a little bit like, this guy?
Oh, yeah, that's the art. I used to work with that guy back in an artist district.
And so they're like, we want to recreate Lady Alexander for our, okay, I guess. And they go and they find out.
That's weird.
It's a horse.
Yeah.
Lady Alexander is a horse.
Yeah.
So Bart Bass bought a bunch of horses in like a month. That's the Google. And that horse was owned by Sheikh Hassan.
Yeah, yeah.
Sheikh Hassan.
Did we meet him or is that the girl's husband?
That's the girl's dad.
I mean, what is their relationship to the girl that was there before? Dubai Bay.
Are they even connected? That was just I'm lost.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, I don't know where she played a part in that.
Because I think she was just
working. She was working with Bart and she was also smashing him.
Yeah, so maybe they just, she was just also part of, I think she just probably worked for Bart while he'd be out in Dubai. And
yeah, I think she was just.
They're not connected. She's not connected to the Sheikh. Got it.
Yeah.
So the Sheikh is like the big time guy.
Sheikh Hassan.
Yeah,
Sheikh.
Yeah, he got the horses, and it just happens to be a horse race going down.
Horses in the back. So.
Who's that, Lil Nas X?
Yeah, I got the horses in the back. Horse drive is a 10. Legend Magic Black.
He should do the Super Bowl.
Riding on a horse. Yeah, let him do the Super Bowl. If the Chiefs win, I want Lil Nas X to do the halftime show. Usher's doing it this year.
He is doing it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep feeling like I'm hearing new names come up.
All right, so where are we at? Mm-hmm. So Bart shows up at the Spectator to bribe Nate. Let me buy the. I'm gonna invest.
Oh yeah, this was wild because you know what do you think he's on right there?
Well, because so they already went to they went to what's her name? The Gossip Girl released the story. Ivy sent that letter to Gossip Girl.
Right.
And so Bart is like, well, let me go to the Spectator and give him some money, and then start fucking with Chuck.
Yeah.
and just like and so.
I just laughed at the horses thing. Yeah, I love the horses, that Lil Nas X song.
Yeah.
Like, what a crazy ass song.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Yeah, but he, so I think he's trying to be like, I think he's trying to hurt Chuck through Nate.
Yeah, he's trying to hurt Chuck through Nate. And Nate is like, I'm not finna take that. Mm-hmm. However, I will go to Ivy. Because she did this shit. Because he know Chuck ain't put that story out about Lily.
Right.
Like, he know he wouldn't do that shit.
Yeah, because he not, that was good on, Nate is so funny to me, because sometimes he do the most integrity thing, and then he'll go right and do some stupid shit.
Yeah. So it's like, I know Chuck wouldn't put Lily out like that.
Yeah.
But let me go put Lily out like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I can't believe, because going back to the beginning, when Dan was talking shit, he kind of does feel like he right, like I ain't really killing it. Like, I'm on the spectator, but my shit about to fall apart.
Yeah, he was like, this man is right. I wish he was lying. That's what he says. Like, I wish the shit that he was saying wasn't true, but it is.
I'm a failure. I'm a fraud, a bad father.
And a failure. So Serena goes to Dan, but Dan ain't budging. And I love this scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, Serena's sitting there, she thinks she deserves.
The one moment, too.
What?
But we'll get to it. Go ahead, everybody say, but that
so
one scene was...
Dan is holding auditions for his new girls. Georgina got Dan in there meeting. Yeah. And so Serena shows up, but Georgina goes, give me your bag, because you ain't going to just be recording
facts.
Shit.
Right, right.
And so Dan's sitting there, and she's like, "Are you gonna? I know you're going to publish something about me." He's like, "Yeah, I got some shit on you. I'm going to publish."
Yeah, hell yeah. She's like, you're the most popular one.
Yeah, yeah.
you're my big grand finale.
you finna kill it for me. You finna make me millions. And she's like, "Well, can you at least not publish this?" And he was like, "So you didn't have no integrity when you gave me the sex tape?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That shit was tight. When he did that. It was a switcheroo.
She would have done that shit.
Yeah. And Serena was like, it's almost like you're enjoying this.
And he's like, I am.
This
was the funny part where he goes, she's like, I'm out of here. And then he's like, wait, Serena. He's like, tell her I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, Dad. Yeah. I don't know. Like, even though I'm mad at that, I kind of like what he's doing here. Like, it's kind of popping. Like, because it's like, he getting paid. He's back in his bag. I mean, it's kind of like, oh, y'all shitted on my man, and now he's like, yo, fuck y'all.
I definitely warmed up to it today.
Yeah.
I didn't like it a bunch before. I definitely warmed up to it.
I didn't realize he was doing it in a creative way. It just seemed like a tell-all, like some scandal, but it seemed like he's still writing it well and doing good.
When he got on Serena, because Serena couldn't, she didn't have no like, rebuttal to that. She didn't have,
what
like,
is this?
Some art, man. Some don't let it fall.
What is art, though?
shit
about to break.
When she came to him and was like, it's almost like you're enjoying this.
Yeah.
Like, Serena, he got you.
Yeah.
She never responds. Like, when somebody calls Serena on her bullshit, she never goes, yeah, I did that.
Yeah,
she always has, like, some other type of comeback to be like, I'm still the victim.
She always had a last word.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just wild, man. This show's tight, though. Just seeing it with, like, even seeing Georgina.
Yeah.
Like looking at her, like, look at me. Leaving Georgina's like, I done came up, turned my life around, shook the game up. Now's my time now.
So, Blair blows the horse show up. When, like, Lily walks in to see Chuck. She calls him, and he ignores the phone, and then she's walking in while he's doing it. I wish they didn't have these elevator doors that anybody could just get in the house at all times. Because this shit has caused so much strife and turmoil, this whole series.
Yeah.
Just people walking into your house.
And right? She's like, we're going to a horse show, right? And then Lily's like, what?
Yeah. Every time I would get on the phone, I would go into the elevator and pull, like, the stop button so it wouldn't move.
Yeah.
So fucking Bart Bass wouldn't come up the elevator when I'm on the phone. Nobody come up the
elevator.
That
is a crazy side effect, though, because to me, like, that seems like such a dope thing, right? Like, let me get an elevator that goes straight to the thing. But that definitely would cause some problems.
Well, you gonna hear that ding at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Like, who the fuck is that? Who got the elevator? That's crazy. But Lily was for fool in this one. She was, every time they said something, he's like, yeah, we're gonna go, you know, I think we're gonna buy the land. And she's like, Orchard Hills, they going out of business.
Oh, man, I got to go see it.
I gotta see my girls.
That's been their family for two generations, two centuries.
She wanna get Bart and Chuck back together.
Yeah. She's so damn nosy.
Yeah.
So Vita Bay feeling good about, you know, whatever could be published. Like, I'm cool. I'm chilling.
Right.
Like, you good. She was rubbing her shoulders.
I was thinking about that, like, as a woman. I was just like, that didn't look comfortable. Like I'll be like, that's a weird direction. Like, why don't you rub her shoulders in this scene? It's like, that shit looked weird. Like, it's awkward. Like, the blocking of that was weird.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm like, just, like, sit next to her, though. I don't know.
Let her put on some sweats. Because she was sitting sideways. Yeah. Boys in the days. Sitting and sideways.
Boys in the days. But yeah, like, I just feel like massaging and act, like, I don't know. We were talking about sex scenes the other day, but it's like, that feels like a real intimate to have your hands on. Like, I would be kind of weirded out by that, I think. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. What the fuck I'm talking about.
So Lily gives Bart a different story when they go into the, like, oh, you know what? I don't want to go to dinner tonight. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and just go get pampered. Like,
yeah, because Chuck convinced Lily not to tell Bart because it's all to help get them back together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so Lily's like, I already talked to Chuck. We good. Mm-hmm. Of course, Bart is sitting outside.
Yeah.
Okay, he's sitting right there. He's like,
oh, yeah. You know his limo was smaller?
Yeah. He had the town car.
I'm taking the town car out tonight.
I don't understand how they never look at the cars and be like.
Yeah, because that was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But yeah,
this city is too small. They be watching it like.
I know, that was
New York
crazy.
Too small, man. You get caught for everything out there.
Especially Manhattan, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, okay.
So they get to the stables and one of Sheik Hassan's horses is running like right at that time. They out there on the equestrian joint.
Right.
So Nate and Vita Bay meet because I skipped over this, but basically the sage is like, why don't Nate come with us to the horses in the back?
So they can bond up.
So they can bond and he can be like, yeah, you can question him all you want to, but he's a good guy, like whatever. And he does know, at this point, he does know this arena smashed. But he's like, you smashing like my daughter's boyfriend on that?
Yeah.
But they start bonding, they start getting it in. Like they cool. Like
I'm happy to see that go down, like chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Nate and Vitamix was getting along because he was like, I'm a big fan of your business model.
Yeah, Nate, that's what I'm saying. Nate and Vitamix is getting along.
Yeah.
Like, they chilling. Like,
yeah.
We
got to hit the horse races up.
You got the horses in the back. So
the whole time with Blair's outfit, I was like, why is she wearing that? And then when they got to the horse thing, I was like, oh.
That's why, yeah.
They all wear them tight-ass pants.
Bart pulls up on Chuck while he's chatting with Sheik's daughter, Missy Ma.
Oh, yeah.
Missy Ma
is a tall glass of wine.
Man, he was like, oh, I see you met my son. And she goes, why didn't you tell me that Bart Bass was your Uncle Bart? She called him Uncle Bart.
That shit was crazy. I was like, so then, what were you thinking? I was thinking, oh, wait, is that her daddy? Then I was like, I don't know.
Uncle Bart?
But when she said Uncle Bart, I was thinking maybe that's her daddy.
Oh.
But I don't know.
That would be, at that point, I was like, oh, she knows Bart Bass. So like, he's on the right track. But the whole plan is fucked up.
Yeah.
At this point, so a spectator blast goes off while they're there, and it's about Vitamix and Serena.
Right.
But turns out back in the day,
Vitamix and Lily.
Vitamix. No. I'm saying like turns out back in the day, Vitamix smashed Lily.
Yeah. That was crazy.
That's what I'm thinking.
And
Lily didn't say nothing.
And Vitamix was like, "Who the fuck is Lily?"
Yeah, he didn't know who she was.
That's crazy.
And she was like, no, we did smash. And he was like, we did not. And he was like, we did. My name was Lily Mueller at that time. I was married to Hans or whatever. And he was like, oh, I hurt my leg. And I was on painkillers and I had been drinking all day. I ain't know that was you.
And then like, he was really telling the truth. Like, he was just like, I would have told you, but.
Yeah. I would have.
But Lily kind of knew and didn't tell Serena, though.
And Serena was mad about that. And she was like, why would I tell you? You talking about how much in love he was? Like,
yeah.
That was a one night stand. Why would I tell you about that? It's so funny.
Like, that is funny.
It's such a small world.
Yeah.
But they smashed at a wedding, but they cool now. So Nate apologized to Sage about the blast. Like, I didn't mean to blast your daddy out like that.
Yeah. Because I don't know. He was just being desperate.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
But also, you know. Why? I can't believe he did that to Lily, though. Lily never done that to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Blair goes and confronts Princess Iman, or Miss Iman, and calls her Princess Jasmine, which is racist as hell.
That was crazy. I was like, what the fuck?
that was so out of left field. I was like, what?
Yeah.
She goes, excuse me, Princess Jasmine.
This show got a few Middle East little digs.
Yeah.
Like, remember when they had the one where they had that Middle Eastern party? And everybody was dressed up like they're from the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, I think at Eleanor's house. And I was like, y'all.
Calling her Princess Jasmine is crazy.
Yeah, that is wild.
So she confronts her and is like, yo, Chuck is the good
guy. That's why I don't want to do the show.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Maybe he said his crazy ass shit.
Chuck is the good guy.
Yeah.
Chuck is like, she's like, Chuck's the good guy.
Blair goes back
Bar's to her. Crazy.
Yeah.
And so Princess Jasmine, Iman comes over to Chuck's house and tells him that her dad, Sheik Hassan, was in oil. And if there's no way that Bart was in business, because if he was, That's violating federal law. You're not, it's an embargo. You're not allowed to buy oil from a private owner or whatever.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. And he was like, you have to forgive me. I'm not up on my
world affairs.
World affairs.
It's, well, and she goes, a certain kind.
Yeah.
I like that. That was funny.
Yeah. And she goes, yeah, if they was in business together, he was violating federal law. Like,
yeah.
So that's the big secret.
Yeah. I was kind of like, wah.
Yeah.
Wah.
First of all, not only did he fake his death and could definitely be in jail for that shit.
Yeah.
But he was, if he was violating federal law, if Chuck can get the evidence enough, then he can take him down.
It is a big deal. Like, it's a, I get, from a story point, I was like, I get why he's doing this, because that's a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
But from a Gossip Girl point of view, I was like, man, I thought it was going to be something tight.
Thought it was something tight, yeah. And you know what else I'm mad at about this and how mm-hmm. this story's going to go down? Mm-hmm. Lily is not going to believe Chuck when he comes to her with
that. Oh, man.
And that's what I'm bummed out. I already know it.
It's also
just
wild that Lily, like, this is what I'm saying. We talked about this before, like, good guys versus bad guys. And the ladies, shout out to all the ladies who responded to that question. Did I tell you about that?
No.
And, like, they, you know, they all said they want the good guy. But I said, you know, but it's wild to me. Like, even if the Bart is clearly a bad man, why do you want to be with this person? Even if he treats her well, he's, like, kind of a bad guy to other people.
Because the next scene, Bart is like, I know you hate ultimatums.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you had us followed today. And he goes, for good reason. Mm-hmm. I know you hate ultimatums, but if this is going to work, I need you to cut Chuck off.
Yeah.
And she's like, good. I'm not cutting him off. He's, like, he's my son, too.
Yeah. That was, like, cool. I was like,
I'll give it a saw.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for, like, stepmom stuff.
I'm a sucker for love.
Stepmoms showing love like that.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Stepmom. She not the stepmom. She the mom that stepped up. And so, so Nate apologizes to her. Mm-hmm. He apologized to Lily.
Yeah.
And then Sage come back over there, blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Chuck, I kind of petered off.
Yeah. Chuck getting evidence about his dad. Georgina got the sex tape.
Oh, cause that was slick. That so was a, when she's a little bit, yeah, cause I did not see that coming.
When she took Serena's phone.
Yeah.
She got the sex tape.
She got it off of there. Slick move. Damn, Georgina, she's slick with it, because I did not.
Because Serena deleted it. You saw that.
She deleted it after that.
Yeah.
Like, she was like.
No, the scene right before this, Serena's, like, in her pajamas.
No, yeah, she deletes. She, like, decides, I'm not going to. Like, we're good, me and Vitamin Bay. I'm going to delete this. Mm-hmm. But then it was too late, because homegirl, yeah, she got it early in the day.
Yeah.
Early in the day. So that sex tape going to live. Somebody going to see that
shit. Somebody going to see that, motherfucker. It's
especially,
Georgina's going
to
put it up.
Is this the episode where Dan went to go to Blair
House?
Hold
on, wait a minute.
Hold on.
What you about to ask me?
I don't know. But this is in the, I haven't seen, Dan, didn't he go, did he like need a place to stay?
Oh, yeah, this at the end episode. Of this. Yeah.
I know, I'm not tripping. Okay.
Rufus talking all the junk out. Yeah. Ivy's like, you can't throw all this stuff away.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I don't want to go back. And yeah. She's like, I'm finna go through all this shit. I'm finna ruin her.
I know. I need this for my plan.
I need this for my plan. And then Dan goes and crashes at Blair's house. Yeah. There's a little bit of tension right there. But I feel like they just finna go back to being friends.
I don't know what's happening, but she did give him like a good little look on that way.
She gave him a look
when
she was walking up. She's walking up the stairs sexy as hell. She had that robe on. She had a big old glass of milk.
Man, that shit, I love that shit, though, when in movies, but in real life, like, let's say you're down bad and you got this one girl that always got love for you, and you're like, I just need your help.
Yeah.
And they let you in. That's tight to me. That's tight. Even though they probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's probably a boundary issue there.
I would never. I'd rather sleep in a dumpster.
You know, go back to be like, back. I need you, babe.
I'd rather sleep.
You know, you're all I got. Michelle, you're all I got. Can I stay with you?
Can I stay with you and Mrs.
You can sleep
Mark?
On a couch. Sleep on a couch. Just make sure you get the notes in time for the release.
Oh, yeah. You can't stay at Rochelle's house because it's going to be note day, and she's going to be like, Lamar, you ain't listen to that.
I'll be watching TV. Man. Let me watch one more episode of True Detective real quick.
Let me watch one more episode of Judge Joe Brown, and I'll get you the notes. Lamar.
Okay, we rating?
Yeah, what do you give this episode?
I give it a 2.5. Like, nah, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't cool. So, XOXO. Okay, what do you think?
I didn't learn no new information, really. We learned about Princess Jasmine, and
it was definitely like a filler for real.
It was a filler episode. It's so hard to not binge it because I'm just like, what? When is something going to happen?
Yeah.
But hopefully soon. So I'll give it a 2.75. I won't even give it no extra numbers.
Okay.
So that's
XOXO. XOXO. XOXO.
XOX. Horses in the bag.
Hoes is in the
what
band.
What you give it, Shelly Shell? You watched it too long ago. Yeah, you can't you can't even do the ratings with us no more. Damn, you just switched
up. Why you do that? Why you gonna do that, huh?
Why you gonna go and do that?
Let's get to this news, because so apparently they just laid off the biggest layoff at LA Times today. No, that wasn't on my news radar. So they just hired, the Chargers just hired Jim Harbaugh. What do you think of that?
Harbaugh, it's good. It's a good pickup.
Good, yeah. So who's to coach Michigan now since he's gone?
I think right now, Vita Bay.
Vitamix. He does seem like a good coach. He seemed like he's a confident guy.
He'll get him. He'll get him.
I want to see what him and Bart match up like.
Man, so I clicked on a Fashion Nova ad just while we was talking earlier. And then they just sent me an email talking about some, we saw you checking us out with the eye emojis. I'm like, y'all ass out of here. You don't send me. That shit is linked to your fucking, like,
yeah,
it's crazy how everything, like, there's nobody, unless you have never gotten on the internet in the past 25, 30 years, then there's no privacy, bro. They know everything.
I think I wish I was born after it, so I just don't know because we knew a world when it was not like that. It always feels worse. But I'm like, man, I wish I was just born in a world of internet, and I'm just like, grew up not having a private life.
Yeah, that would have been
It's just
nice.
Never going to happen. Okay, Nicki Minaj is getting tired of people bullying her because she's about to go to rehab. So my question is, who do you think is the best person for her to roommate with in rehab if she goes?
Eric.
Oh, yeah, Eric stay holding it down.
He'll get it right, and he's been there. He's been there and done that.
Yeah, been there, done that, and he's performing at ASCAP this weekend. Okay. That was the news, baby. We're almost there. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of what's going to happen because I know Carl Tart is ready for it. And you guys are too. And we're going to live stream it, baby. We're going to live stream it. It's going to be crazy. We should do the cake thing too. I don't think we should do the reveal. I think it should just be with the, like, that's going to be too hard. We'll just get a cake with
we'll get a cake for the end of the episode for us to end the episode and do a little celebration. Eat.
Like when we're doing the after talk, we'll eat it while we're talking or whatever.
We'll do the after talk. We'll eat cake. Remember, I like vanilla with buttercream or Funfetti.
Okay.
I don't like chocolate cake.
Or if you're a homegirl or homegirl from Portland, send us a cake.
You ain't got to send us no cake.
Hit him with the cake. Remember that shit?
That was one of my best bits right there.
That
shit went over everybody's head, but that was so much fun for us.
He's like, satire doesn't have to be comedy. The place X-Men. Okay, I looked up satire, okay? Satire is...
She tagged it to an article that I'm like, this is garbage.
An article about satire?
Yeah.
It's the use of humor... irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose or criticize people's stupidity or vices.
You know what I think is, even more invasive right now with our culture is her saying shit like satire don't have to be funny, because those are the type of people who will watch stand-up specials by comedians who aren't making any jokes and be like, that was actually poignant.
Right,
it's like,
right.
Well, that's fine. They can do a one-person show. But don't call it comedy.
It's not comedy.
I think the issue, we don't have time for this. We're going to get out of here. We got to go. Rochelle's got a hard out.
I got a hard out to Mexico.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next week right here on Gossip King. Episode 5 next week.
It's going to be good. We got some homies coming back, too. We got some good old-fashioned old-school homies.
Old-school homies from the day one
royalty company.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
we'll see
fun.
Y'all next week. We're going to sit here and have a discussion on comedy. bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.